Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Hello and welcome to ClickSuasion. This is Michael Barbera, your host. Today we're going to discuss jealousy and persuasion via Instagram. So consumers in North America are exposed to approximately 30,000 brand impressions daily. During an average day, consumers are exposed to television commercials, radio advertisements, billboards, and sometimes direct sales. But more significantly are the thousands of readily identifiable brand impressions that we observe but don't overtly consider. The car logo on our steering wheel, the MTA logo on the bottom corner of a New York City subway map, the Apple, Google, or Samsung logo on your phone, and the interlocking NY of a person wearing a Yankees jersey at a ball game. Each of these are brand impressions. Each of these items are cognitively processed and stored for a later date when marketers hope that you use your heuristic decision-making process to make a purchase without much apparent rhyme, reason, or thought. The aforementioned brand impressions are not expelled from digital marketing or social media platforms. Social media is an organic catalyst of social proof, which harnesses a powerfully persuasive tool, images. After completing research for a well-known pizza company, we identified the phenomena of individuals using words associated with jealousy. The phenomena triggered future internet engagement and human-to-human conversation regarding the topic of each phenomena. These observations inspired our research team to look further into the persuasive attributes of jealousy and social media with more breadth and depth. Prior research suggests that consumers will drive past a new restaurant approximately 22 times before visiting the establishment. Humans fear the unknown, and we tend to frequent the establishments we trust, know, and have had prior positive, memorable experiences. Consumers are likely to visit establishments that share an emotional connection. Humans have two methods of processing information. First, quick and without thought or cognitive processing, and secondly, systematically with an extensive decision task. Business operators and marketers continuously attempt to design campaigns that persuade the consumer to make a purchase with little to no cognitive reasoning. The heuristic decision function is important to the bottom line of businesses and their brand equity, of course. For example, we don't do internet searches, we Google it. As humans, we don't Bing the nearest restaurant, we Google it. And so over the past few decades, Google's brand has become synonymous with internet search. Persuasive messaging through branding and semiotics is a simple method of nudging the consumer to execute the desired call to action. Purple represents loyalty. The color blue represents neutrality and low cost. And red and yellow trigger hunger. Hence why many fast food organizations choose to use red, yellow, or a combination of both colors in their marketing. Humans react well to images. A picture does tell a story, and moreover, people prefer visual stimulation rather than text-rich alternatives. When a person visits a restroom, there will likely be a visual representation of a person on each door. Humans respond more favorably to images that are not cognitively taxing. The research we conducted intended to identify the consumer behavior to persuasive messaging on Instagram. So, we hypothesized Instagram users would engage with photos that represented physical items they did not possess. We also hypothesized that Instagram users would engage with photos that represented locations that were not physically located. Engagement was defined as liking, commented, or the cease of scrolling on a photo for more than 4 seconds. So the majority of food service operators understand the difficulty of reaching new customers and the volatility of their industry. We expect food service operators could benefit from this knowledge in their marketing practices. However, persuasion and marketing and sales tactics associated with persuasion should be executed with high regard to ethics and morality. Participants for this research were between the ages of 25 and 51 years old, who stated they travel via aircraft at least 4 times per year, stayed at a hotel at least 12 times during the previous year, and belonged to at least one travel or hospitality loyalty program. The participants were placed in a lab environment that consisted of couches, carpet, end tables, a television, and wall fixtures to represent a typical living room in North America. The television was not functional to limit distractions to participants, and the participants were given a smartphone with all the apps disabled, with the exception to the fabricated Instagram application. The replication of the Instagram application shared all the attributes of a working Instagram feed. The feed was filled with 100 photos. Each photo was randomly provided likes and comments. The photos that were used in the replication were food items, selfies, scenery, pets, and landmarks. These 5 categories represent the most common Instagram photo categories. Every 10th frame, we inserted a photo that represented a sponsored ad from a company selling a product or service. 2 sponsored ads were for fictional software companies. 2 sponsored ads were for fictional ride-sharing applications. 2 sponsored ads were for fictional shoes. 2 sponsored ads were for fictional hotels, and the last 2 sponsored ads were for fictional food and beverage. The shoe ad was designed as gender neutral. There was a 10-to-1 ratio of organic content to sponsored content, similar to a recent Instagram strategy. The data was collected for the quantity and frequency of likes and comments by participants and the type of photo that received engagement from the participant. Additionally, data was collected on the length of time each participant remained on each photo. We collected the total number of words typed in the comments section and the frequency of each word. Human eye tracking data was not collected during this research. We analyzed the quantity and frequency of likes and comments, and what we found was 98% of all participants engaged with at least one photo. When participants scrolled through the fabricated Instagram feed, 92% of participants engaged with at least one photo of the first 10 photos that were observed. Additionally, each participant that engaged with at least one of the first 10 photos did so by offering at least one like. Less than 10% of all participants engaged with a comment during the first 10 photos, and less than 3% engaged with more than one comment. The quantity of engagements decreased by more than 50% for photos listed 11 through 25, and an additional 30% decrease for photos listed 26 through 100. Less than 1% of participants engaged with photos numbered 80 through 100. So, we contributed this to cognitively taxing number of photos. Although images are easier to process than text-rich alternatives, the vast quantity of photos placed additional information processing on the consumer's decision task. After being overtaxed, the consumer was less likely to engage with photos. To increase engagement, marketers could purchase Instagram ads that appear in the consumer's first 10 photos upon using the application. Ad placement requires a larger marketing budget but could increase the potential return on investment. Additionally, we analyzed the type of photos that received engagement. What we have found was that 41% of all engagements consisted of photos with clear images and excess sunlight. Within the 41%, the majority of participants engaged with photos that combined food or beverage. Yum, I like it. Half the food and beverage photos that received engagement consisted of a branded image on or near the food and beverage packaging. 33% of all engagements consisted of scenery or landmarks, and 26% of all engagement consisted of selfies. Humans are attracted to other people and visually stimulating images, regardless if it's a location we wish to visit or if it's a food or a beverage item. The photos add salience to the food and beverage, and marketers could use this information to design their images for content marketing. Furthermore, we analyzed the length of time each participant observed each photo, and what we found was the mean time participants observed a photo was 3.76 seconds. The longest time was 21.12 seconds, which was removed from the data due to being more than 2 standard deviations from the mean. Food and beverage photos received a median observation time of 4.11 seconds. the longest of any category, which was slightly longer than the mean observation rate for selfies at 4.01 seconds. Marketers could increase the quality of their photos and increase the frequency to capitalize on the stimulating power of food and beverage. Lastly, we collected data on jealousy, which was measured by keywords. The most common keywords used during participant engagement were 1. Wish, 2. I want to, and 3. Beautiful. Wish ranked 4.7% of all the keywords, followed by I want to be at 1.12% of all keywords and beautiful at 0.91% of all keywords. We recommend organizations compare these findings to who their consumers are today and who their consumers want to be in the future. The information presented throughout this podcast, when combined with the practitioner's data, could be fruitful to future marketing campaigns. We caution that at any time an organization chooses to implement persuasively framed messages, they do so with strong ethics for their organization and for the consumer. We always advocate for a strong consumer experience. Marketing research is never complete. We recommend organizations conduct further research with human eye tracking to measure how consumers visually engage with the tested images. Lastly, we recommend organizations implement beta testing or A/B test campaigns to measure the short-term call-to-action effectiveness of these campaigns until more data regarding their respective target audience is identified. The research has opened the door for future research and has offered us information for persuasively framed messages on Instagram. It is important to note that many of our findings could be applied to other digital platforms. By limiting the results of our research to Instagram could be lost potential for an organization. However, if this research is desired to be implemented, I recommend to use it with care, caution, ethics, and always with the consumer experience in mind. Thanks for joining us on ClickSuasion for today's episode. Go ahead and subscribe to ClickSuasion wherever you get your podcasts, and we will let you know when the next episode is available.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle at ClickSuasion.